listener.
Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Broadsheet Around Town. I'm Publications Director Nick Connellan. With me in the studio today, I have National Editor Michael Harry. Welcome, Michael.
Hi, Nick. How's it going?
Good.
Excellent.
You've had a busy week for eating.
Yes, as always.
You were down in Hobart. You've been at Melbourne Food and Wine Festival. You've been doing all the stuff. But what was the best thing you ate this week?
Just cramming it in from all angles. So I went down to Hobart for a couple of days, which was awesome. And there's this great new little wine bar, Italian-leaning wine bar called Pizzi. And it's from the people behind Fico, which is this very fated, sort of lauded wine bar. And it's a bit more casual. And they had this amazing snack. And it was a crispy Vitello Tonnato. So if you don't know, Vitello Tonnato is like a classic Italian sort of tuna mayonnaise and veal dish, but they sort of put all the best parts of it into a croquette. And they were telling me how they made this thing, and it's kind of almost like a xiaolong bao. Like, they make a jelly out of this tuna mayonnaise and they deep fry the mayonnaise. So it's actually deep fried mayo, which blew my mind.
That's wild.
Committed mayonnaise lover. I don't think I'd ever had mayonnaise deep fried, but here we are. And then on top of the croquette was like raw tuna. So it's just this insane explosion. Like, it literally jetted out like a xiaolong bao. It was like, wow.
It sounds like you might need goggles when you're eating it.
Yes, absolutely. Like, I was caught unawares, like, don't wear a white t-shirt kind of thing. But it was one of the best bar snacks that I've had in months, if not years.
Love that. What about closer to home, given that that's all the way in Hobart?
If you can't get on the plane or on the Spirit. Yeah, I had a really great lunch the other day. It was like the sun was shining and it was just like that perfect lunch moment, like at Napier Quarter, which, if you've been there, it's on this beautiful corner in the back streets of Fitzroy. And it's kind of, we're moving into this different season now. Like, the leaves are starting to fall, and it was just like, just this perfect little late summer moment. And the main thing, the best thing that I ate there was the bread, which sounds boring, but this is like truly transcendental, like transformative, inspiring bread. So they've got a newish head chef, Steve Harry, and I think he's bought this focaccia recipe in with him. And it's like, okay, we've had a lot of good focaccia in recent times, but this was just like the ultimate sort of like spongy, sticky, like air pockets, amazing kind of burnished crust with like heaps of salt on the outside, like plunged into this oil. It's like a huge kind of slab of this thing. I would love to eat this like all the time. It was the best.
Well, we know who the biggest evangelist for this focaccia is, right? Yeah. It's Nick Shelton, Broadsheet's founder. He's nuts for it as well.
It's true. And he told me it was really good. And I was like, yeah, sure. Like, how good? We've had a lot of good focaccia lately, but it was all that and more.
Yeah, it's very good.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of food news and what else has been happening around town, what have you got for me this week?
We got some new openings, as always. We're starting to see the openings thick and fast. So there's one on Smith Street in Fitzroy, Norma, which is looking pretty cool. I don't know if you've spotted it, but it's
I did. It was in the old Simon's Peking Duck space.
Yes.
I remember just seeing the signage go up and thinking, and then about 2 days later, the story was on Broadsheet and I was like, oh, there we go.
And the sign is still there. But now it's like a Mediterranean bistro. It's a French-born chef who has Italian heritage. So there's a real mix of French food and Italian food. And just look at the menu. It's just one of those like banger after banger after banger. Like, and it sort of starts quite French. There's like a niçoise and that sort of thing. And then it kind of moves into steak. And then there's some beautiful sort of Italian things. There's a whole list of pizzette. So little sort of fried sandwichy pizzas, like stuff with mortadella and things like that. So yeah, it's a real kind of like go large or just have a few snacks kind of vibe, but a lovely addition to Smith Street.
Yeah. Are we having a little bit of a Smith Street revival? It's like Norma, Flint.
Yeah.
I mean, Ides has been there for a long time, but it's
definitely in that patch, like, which was a little bit seedy, like sort of opposite Coles-ish.
Yeah.
And we're like Kent Street and stuff. He's like, they're all kind of opening around there.
Yeah.
And Toddy Shop is right around there too.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a great place to go for dinner. And another one it's more of a kind of revival is Misfits in Footscray. And it's actually the old Baby Snakes space.
Very dearly departed last year.
Yeah, RIP, but it's been kind of spat and polished and is now Misfits. It's named loosely after the Misfits that own it. And they're three friends who have this kind of long history in hospo. They own or they've worked at 30 Dirk, Section 8, White Hart, like a bunch of really classic city venues. And so they're bringing that kind of expertise to Footscray. And yeah, it's just a bit of a one-stop shop. They've got performances, a lot of music, a lot of kind of arts and culture and vibes kind of happening around the space. And then we have a little bit of sad news, which is that a Richmond classic on Swan Street called Noir is shutting up shop after 13 years. This place is just, it's one of those places that's like, I just feel comforted knowing that it's open and it's there. It's just, it's been so, such a stalwart of Richmond for so long. Mm. Kind of maybe a little unassuming, but a real kind of neighborhood favorite. I've had a few dinners over the years there and yeah, I'm a bit sad to see that it's shutting up, but the word is they're going to revamp it and reopen it as something else. So yeah, we are seeing a few closures of this kind of ilk, but hopefully it's just a, you know, a regeneration. And another first look that we had this week was a place called Petite by Matilda. So it's not the Matilda by Scott Pickett in South Yarra, but it's another Matilda in Mont Albert North. I don't know if you've seen it or come across it.
Yeah, it's a very cutesy cafe, that neighborhood cafe.
Cute as. And so this is across the road. It's more of a takeaway thing and invites people to spill out and kind of have snacks and little baguettes and French treats and baked goods and such on blankets out the front, which is gorgeous.
Love that. We need more cafes with the picnic vibe out the front.
They are selling an amazing array of things. And I really want that chicken baguette. Any listener to this pod would know I'm chicken baguette sandwich obsessed.
You are. You're the chicken man.
Yeah, but it's a really cute as a button space, like a little Parisian boulangerie sort of vibe.
This is a good question for you. Mm-hmm. If you had $1,000 to spend on chicken sandwiches, where would you spend that $1,000 on chicken sandwiches?
Where's my favorite? I mean, I've talked about this before, but probably Stefanino Panino does a really good mix, a good mayo mix, heavy on the Hellmann's, I think. And you get cheese and tomato and rocket. And you don't often see cheese in mayo-y sandwiches, but it works very well with the ciabatta bread. I'm into that one.
This is a leading question, of course, yeah, because we're running a competition at the moment.
Really?
$1,000 Broadsheet gift card, which you can spend at virtually any restaurant or bar in Australia.
Right.
And all you have to do is follow the show notes, click on the link there, and enter the code on the house, all one word, for your chance to win.
Oh, so you get $1,000 to spend it at any restaurant or a select restaurant?
No, almost any restaurant in Australia.
Oh, wow. That's a good party.
Yeah. That's a lot of chicken sandwiches. Every week, we're taking your questions from Instagram. And this week, we've got a question from Tim in Fitzroy North.
G'day, Broadsheet team. Looking to get away for the long weekend coming up and was wondering if the team had any recommendations for regional dining.
Michael, you're a enthusiastic traveller.
Enthused.
So I might throw this one to you.
Sure.
Where would you go?
I do like to get about in regional Victoria. There's some great eats around. I guess it depends on how far you're willing to go and how much you want to spend, of course. But if the budget is pretty loose.
And also if you can get in at short notice. Yeah. So maybe we need to go for something a bit more casual, a bit more drop-in.
A bit of a mix. Well, look, my favourite regional eat of recent times has been Chauncey in Heathcote, which is this beautiful little French bistro in an old, like, kind of bank vibe, government-y, old, ye olde-y building. And it's just this gorgeous little slip of a place. And the menu is changing all the time, very seasonal, and just lots of little gorgeous French courses. And yeah, it's a total banger and really romantic and lovely.
It's also, I reckon, a really underrated wine region. You know, we all talk about Yarra Valley, Mornington Peninsula, maybe King Valley or a stretch, but Heathcote's got some real bangers. So
especially
it's like
the Reds.
Yeah, it's not a bad time to go up there and explore a few wineries, go and have dinner.
And they're big fans of Josh Cooper, which I hadn't drunk a lot of his wines until I went to Chauncey. And I'm constantly looking for Josh Cooper wines, like wherever I go, like they're so great. He's in that sort of general vicinity too. I guess if we're moving around a bit, I really liked Moona, bit of a wild card, which is another fancy little sort of set menu situation.
Kind of outside of Torquay. Surf coast, yeah.
Yeah, so like that's amazing. I think there's only like about a dozen seats though, so get booking. If you keep driving even further, you'll get down to Lawn and check out Toddy's. I really want to check that out ASAP because you can't go wrong with a big puffy bread and some brilliant little snacks and antipasto and pastas and things. And I think that would be just a great way to spend Easter.
Yeah, it's essentially just a pizzeria, right? But it's a fancy one. Really great fancy one.
Good one. And then there's also some other stuff going down there, at a place called The Clam with Dave Moyle. Who is one of our favourites at Broadsheet, who's been up north for ages and now he's back down in the south and opened this place called The Clam. So that's definitely worth checking out.
And Little Pickett at the Bowls Club as well with Joe Barrett in Pickett. The kitchen.
Yeah, there's heaps going on in Lawn. But if you're going down the other way, maybe I'd check out Red Hill. I love Red Hill. Every time I go past through Red Hill, I'm like, could I live here? Can we move in here?
If I had a few million.
And then I like look at the real estate and I'm like, no. But yeah, there's a little place called Many Little, which is Sri Lankan food. And it's part of Polpero, the winery. And it's kind of like the unofficial pub of Red Hill. Like everyone hangs out there. It's got a great little bar. It's like an open to the elements on one side and then a more sort of formal dining room on the other. But you can get like tali plates and beautiful curries and things.
And good wine.
Yeah, and great wine. So,
and it's in that little cluster of shops, isn't it? Next to the Epicurean and...
Yeah, just in downtown Red Hill.
If that's a thing.
The bustling metropolis that is Red Hill. And then I really like Daylesford down that way. That's always a good drive. Like Bar Miranda is a cute spot that you might actually find in the city, but it's somehow been transposed to Daylesford. And it's just a cute little wine bar that does a really great martini and little snacks and bits and bobs. And the staff are all total pros. And you just feel like you're in good hands when you're there.
Now we're talking about three of a kind, and we're going to start with some bad news, but it's going to end well.
So
in the brewing industry at the moment, there's a bit of a crisis. There's a lot of places that have gone into voluntary administration. We were talking about it earlier today. So Deeds Brewing in Glen Iris is a really great operation that's, I think, just gone into voluntary, and there's still a bit of uncertainty about that. Bad Shepherd down in Moorabbin went into voluntary administration and has emerged. Dainton, similar thing. Hawkers in Reservoir. And then Big Shed in South Australia, Wayward in New South Wales. So it's this big thing in the industry.
What's going on? I'm like, I love a craft beer and I love a craft brewery. Is it like a change in tastes or what's happening?
No, I think, you know, cost of living. Beer in general is very expensive, particularly in Australia. But then craft beer is kind of on another level to that. And then cost of transportation, cost of goods. There's a lot of kind of crunches for those in the industry.
Mm.
But the good news is we're still getting new breweries, which you can tell us all about.
Well, yeah, no, there's definitely been a few new breweries opening. One is Pirate Life, which is a great Adelaide brewery. They do some main beers, and they finally opened their own headquarters in Melbourne, which is in South Melbourne, sort of in the bit of industrial spot there. They've taken over this beautiful warehouse and kind of painted the front like in the style of the label. And they've got a really great food offering there as well. There's two chefs. One is Greek and one is South American. So there's sort of a Greek-South American kind of hybrid going on in the menu. So that means like meats sold by the kilo. There's some goat on the menu there in a spring roll.
Yum. Yum.
Fried, beautiful kind of South American vibe snacks. And then they've got plates and trays sort of in the realm of like your American barbecue, almost like South American barbecue, like with dirty rice and like sausages, asado beef ribs, a few little veggie items and things like that. So a lot of cooking over flames to complement the beer, which obviously is going to be what everyone's drinking.
I'm really loving how many breweries are kind of really giving the food a red hot go. It used to be kind of just open in the big warehouse, put on a few burgers or kind of, you know, simple stuff. Now it's getting a bit more ambitious. Like Bodrigi's got that great Mexican menu. Stomping Ground does a really good menu. Molly Rose has pretty ambitious chefy food. It's really cool to see.
Way more than just like having a couple of packets of beer nuts.
I mean, I love beer nuts, but yeah.
Also in South Melbourne, there's another brewery that's open. It's been around for a while, and I love a punny name, but it's Brewmanity. I don't know if you've heard of that one. It's a social enterprise situation, and they've opened their flagship, which is a brewery, a beer hall, and a rooftop bar with city views and the whole works.
That's David Neitz, the footballer, right? He runs
it. Ah, yes, yeah. Excellent.
Yeah, and he's got a couple of business partners there. And then the other one that I'm really personally excited about is Fox Friday
in
Cremorne, which is
right.
a really slick-looking operation that I need to get to.
Mm.
I think I've told you about this little WhatsApp group I have with my friends, kind of jokingly called Beer Nerds, where we share a lot of...
Jokingly, beer Nick.
Yeah,
you are Beer Nerds, for sure. What is that top of your list?
Well, the breweries that get posted in there the most are probably Fox Friday and Range Brewing up in Brisbane and Mountain Culture in New South Wales as the breweries that are doing the best beers in Australia right now. Those are kind of our... Probably the consensus would be the top three. Fox Friday They just kill any style they do. They do amazing hazy IPAs, which are really the beer of the moment, but they also do a great Pilsner, a great lager, a great easy drinking thing. It seems like there's nothing they can't master. So yeah, I'm really keen to get down there and check it out.
Excellent.